The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello and welcome to my brother and me, the official comedy advice cast of the Avengers in theaters near you, May 4th, 3D and not.
Actually, we legally have to retitle the show My Brother, My Brother, Iron Man, and Me.
Mm-hmm. And Thor and Loki.
And Hulk is there. He's up in the mix.
Hulk and She-Hulk. Is She-Hulk in the show?
I assume She-Hulk is in it.
No spoilers.
And Vision. Vision's there.
Guys, who's your favorite Avenger in the movie The Avengers? Which scene or Avenger is your favorite? Okay, Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Iron Man's electronic butler?
Yeah. I'm a big Paul Bettany fan.
James Bond?
Okay.
Griffin, do you know anything about The Avengers?
I like Wolfman. Who let him in the group?
Who's the guy who's always fighting Dracula?
Jolly Green Giant.
Is he a comic book?
The guy's fighting Dracula?
Yeah.
The guy who fights Dracula?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you
the mummy?
Yeah.
My favorite Avenger has to be Iron Man.
X-Men.
My favorite Avenger is the X-Men because this is the official show. I do wish they had sent us a screener of some sort, maybe to do a little pre-pro beforehand, because the only Avenger I know is Ra the Sun God.
Yep.
And he is an Avenger. Are there any others in the group, on the team?
I think for a while, the guy from the Fantastic Four was one, Lou Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm. What about Mega Man?
I think Mega Man was Kid Icarus. Yes. There.
Are any of these things?
And Simon Belmont.
Our dad is listening. Our dad, former comic book writer and comic book collector Clint McElroy, is listening to this and tearing his fucking hair out right now in grief.
He's snapping his iPhone across his knee, throwing it through a window like Bruce Banner's alter identity.
The thing.
The Hyde, Mr. Hyde.
The hulking mass.
The hulking mass of strength.
The big guy.
When we're not watching The Avengers.
which is apparently all the time.
May 4th, theater near you, 3D, official comedy podcast, co-branding, brand partnership, brand synergy.
How much of that $1 billion opening weekend did we get?
What we got was a free 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper with the Avengers logo on every single can.
Sorry.
It's going to be collectible someday.
Are we talking about DDP or are we talking DCDP?
No, this is straight up DDP. No cherries up in this bitch.
Just throw it away. Get some grenadine or throw it away.
Grenadine, unless you got like sugar-free grenadine, you're going to defeat the purpose of DDP, though. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, Iron Man.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy, Wonder Man.
I am Griffin McElroy, the youngest brother, Young Brother Man.
My 25-year-old
friend.
Octopus
Man.
Octopus Man.
Bubble Man. Leaf Man.
Well, back into Mega Man.
Leaf Garrett, the Avenger. My 25-year-old friend won't grow up. I've tried to impart wisdom and encourage her to pack her bags and move, but she won't do that without her parents' approval either. Help me, brothers. Can I help her stand on her own 2 feet? That's from Conflicted Comrade.
Additional details on this one. She goes on to explain things like when her friend was looking to buy a new car, they had everything worked out, but her parents did not like the car, so she did not buy it and continues to drive their old minivan and things along that line. So she basically runs all of her life decisions by her parents, and then she also has curfew. And has to check in every half hour.
She lives with her folks?
From what I could tell from the email, yes.
That would be weird if you had a curfew and you didn't live with your parents. Like, yeah, are you in your weird apartment? It's 11 o'clock.
I'll flick my lights on and off so you can see.
Mm-hmm.
I think that anybody who has given over the locus of control to their parents like that, like, well, whatever they say is the way it goes, that's going to be real hard to shake unless you're willing to take those reins.
Yeah.
You got to be the one running your friend's life.
You got to become your friend's life coach.
You got to help. Yeah, you got to life coach him. You got to be their Joel Osteen and just walk them through some of the big choices.
Can I just say, like, I don't know that this is helpful, but I never saw this before. Fair enough. I kind of see the appeal of it. Not necessarily the parents, but having some kind of, like,
safety net.
I knew what I was
like
doing.
Outside of my head conscience that just was with me, that I could go, man, I kind of want to buy, you know, this new thing. What do you think? No? Okay.
You know,
it takes all the onus of responsibility off of you.
I scoffed at the idea of a bedtime, but that wouldn't be the worst thing. Like, if I don't get to bed by 10:30, I am totally useless the next day. So some sort of authority figure. What's up? Were you giggling at the fact that I need to go to bed by 10:30?
Yeah, I guess.
I went to bed at 11:30 last night, and I needed to have a 5-hour energy drink at 1 p.m. today.
Griffin doesn't get his full 12 hours, just don't even bother.
Griffin, I went to bed at 4:30 last night, and then I woke up at 9:30, and I'm going to be very funny for the next hour.
Why were you out until you're fucking 38 years old? Why were you at a warehouse rave?
What were you doing?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I just like to party.
Okay.
Justin, since I've moved away from Huntington, from time to time, whenever you text me at, like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and you're clearly drunk on the town, sometimes I just like to picture you, you know, in werewolf movies, when the guy wakes up in the woods and he's, like, covered in mud and he's naked and real confused, that's how I always imagine you the next morning.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like that, except I have a candy pacifier around my neck.
Mm-hmm. Pants hung low around your knees. You're asleep outside of Stumbler's too, still stumbling.
Hey, everybody, that's a real bar in Huntington. Come on out. Catch the fever of Stumbler's too, still stumbling.
If you had a grown folk telling you not to do these things, don't you think your life would be a little bit better?
Yeah, it would. Because I miss being able to get mad at somebody who makes me do things still.
That you want
Nobody
to
makes
do
me
secretly.
Do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, I can't come out. Guys, I'd love to come out and just really see the new band. But, man, the rents. Oh, no.
I got to call my daddy. Oh, he said no, guys.
Oh, man. Hold on. It's my dad, mate. What? Oh, that's what I call my dad, because he's... Yeah, we split the rent. He covers a lot of it.
This is why there gets a certain point of messed up where if the parents aren't going to let go of it and the parents aren't going to push this person out, I'm not sure...
It'll ever happen?
I
don't think it's that person. I don't. To conflicted comrade, I don't think you want to be the thing that does this.
No, you can't. That you can't. Not unless the parents have to be a willing participant in it. Especially if the friend is unwilling to. You can't wrench them out. I mean, you're talking about creating an entirely separate support system that this person may not even want. Like,
yeah,
that's too big for you. That's too much. It's too much heat. You don't want that heat. You can't handle that heat.
Mm. And also, you know, if your friend's not pushing back against her parents, maybe she's not upset about the situation.
Yeah.
So she gets, like, you're looking at this and it's weird to you, but.
Right. But we do all know these people. Like, you know, people who are 60 years old and still, you know, maybe not 60, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
40, 50, doting on their parents and, like, completely unable to do anything without the input of their parents. Like, that's how these people get that way. And I know it's your friend. It's sad to think about. But believe me when I say this is why parenting is, like, the biggest thing, because you can totally do that to somebody, and there's very little that can be done.
Gotta have some kids.
Yeah. God. And then boot them right out at 18.
18.
Go to college, enjoy the world, experience things. Call me once a week, not too much.
Maybe not too much. I'll turn your room into a playroom.
Maybe there's a window where, like, you got to get out. Because, like, to me, this is going to sound terrible. There was no day in my life that I can remember being as exciting as being 19 and moving into my first apartment, like, living by myself. Like, yes. That's such a fucking insane sea change. Like, everything in your life changes at that point. I think that kind of change is exciting when you're a fresh-faced 19-year-old, but when maybe even, like, 25, it's an absolutely
terrifying. It's not too late, but it's terrifying.
It is scary, and it's a little embarrassing, I would imagine, to be like, how do you get electricity?
Yeah.
How do you get water? How do any of those things? Like, when I was 19, I was just calling the mayor. It's like, hey, hey, dog, I don't know how to get these things. Can you please help me? Could you
bring me some water, please?
I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen. Please come help me. But at 25, it's going to be a tough hole to dig out of. I don't know. And I don't think that unless your friend is frustrated with her situation, you can't help her out of it, but also make her frustrated with it.
The thing is, it's like any responsibility, you know, like you could look at someone over and over again and say, you need to be more responsible. But until they make that decision for themselves, it's not going to sink in. It's not really something you can explain to somebody and make them want to do. Yep. They have to come to the realization themselves.
If you're whole hog about this and you are serious about it to the point where you want to get like wicked deep involved, you really have only one option. Just talk to your parents.
Don't do that. You're right. What? You're totally right. Justin, right that's the only option.
Go right to her mom and dad and say, listen, you two, this is a line in the sand and I'm drawing it and you stay away from Vicky.
Please. You're right, but please don't do that.
She's my Vicky.
If you
She's
do that, Vicky I'll now. Know that that happened in the world.
She's not your Vicky anymore. She's my Vicky. Stay away. Because she is good and she's pure. And if you try to beat that out of her, I will take her away. I swear to God.
I need you to love your daughter just a little bit less.
Guys. We just need to help other people. We're on a good tear here. We're on a great tear.
You're right. There's a lot of people to help.
Gotta spread it around.
Thanks for coming by our office.
This Yahoo Answer was sent in by Diane. Thanks, Diane. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jared Ancharsky, who asks, I got arrested for smoking weed, and my court date is soon. If I come into court in a karate uniform, am I good?
am I okay here?
What context?
Will the judge make my punishment lenient since he knows I do karate?
Oh yeah, definitely. If he knows you've got your karate game right.
Additional details. Since they know I do karate, they'll know I do other activities besides chill around and smoke. So will that help or no? It's like an onion, this question.
Now, this only works if you do a fashion show. So you come in your karate outfit, mm-hmm. and then you come in your horse riding outfit.
This is a hard hat.
I do construction things. And also, I'm a milkman, apparently.
Someone give me a hammer. Boy, was I ever lucky to get Judge Sammo hung. He's been very lenient about my gi in court. Sammo Hung was one of the karate guys on
Go
on.
One of the karate guys on Walker, Texas Ranger. I could have gone for Chuck Norris, but I feel like
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a hanging judge. Everyone knows that.
Is there anything this gentleman can wear other than a suit?
The t-shirt says, I heart judges.
Okay, but that's probably not going to do it, because I don't think you can wear any shirt that says I heart anything on it.
I heart judges a lot.
People don't think that's sarcastic.
Maybe a Judge Reinhold mask. And you just go up to the guy and say, get it?
Hey, listen, judge to judge, are we cool? Am I good?
I've got this Judge Reinhold mask and a karate gi. Are we going to waive these charges or what?
Can we work that into our like catchphrase vernacular? Am I good? Anytime you say something terrible or a faux pas, just real quick. Oh, shit. Am I good?
Am I good?
Hey, I came to court in a karate gi. Am I good?
So I'm just going to go. I assume the charges have been dropped.
Uh-huh.
Am I good?
I just chopped your gavel in half. Am I good? What's that smell? It's not weed. I promise.
To what extent does the color of belt that this person has...
All the difference in the world. Yeah. Okay. Either way you chop it, if he's got a white belt, he's not going to A, intimidate the judge, or B, impress him with the amount of time that he has spent in karate chopping class. Mm-hmm. You can get the white belt, blue belt, brown belt, yellow belt, all within like a week and a half if you pay and if you slip a few, you know, extra hundos to your senpai.
From what I've seen there, if you were to graph my respect for people in the martial arts, it's a pretty steady curve up until you hit black belt, and then it branches pretty radically in two different directions, where on the one hand I am for some of those people I am like, wow, really awed by the dedication to your craft. And then the other people, it's like, put on a suit and learn how to play lacrosse and please get your life together.
Mm-hmm. It just strikes me as one of those things that in my life, if someone were to say to me, oh yeah, I have a black belt, the next two words out of my mouth are, prove it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that entails. I don't know if that's like chop through this wall or fight me or what it is, but there's something about someone making that statement where I'm like, oh yeah, prove it.
But I think a black belt...
Chop that horse in half.
A black belt is really only a value add to a person when nobody knows that they have it, right? Like, if I got a black belt, I wouldn't tell fucking... I would go take my classes in another state. Mm-hmm. So that people
what
would...
What classes? Oh, karate classes.
Karate classes. And then when I came back, and, like, if shit came down, and I, like, did a chop and a kick, and a man died, then people would be like, what? I'd be like, oh, don't worry about it. I would never, like, ever admit the fact that I have a
black... Spread your jacket to the side and show them just a little, like, glimpse of black belt.
Because if I ever said the word out loud to somebody, oh, I have a black belt, they're going to make all kinds of wild assumptions about me.
Right.
Which are probably all going to be true. They're going to be very true. But I would rather not be subject to that.
Do you think that when you get the black belt itself, it's reversible in case you want to wear brown shoes?
Idiot. So this is your outfit, okay? You come into court, you're wearing black dress shoes, a black belt, and you have a tie. And you go to the judge and you say, am I good? As you can see, I'm in my formal gi. Am I good now? This is my dress gi. Am I good? I have a funeral to go to. I'm going to karate chop the coffin in half. I can't believe you'd hold a karate master here.
You don't know the lightning you're bottling up here.
You can't put me in a cell. I will not be responsible for the damage I do if you lock me in a cell with another person. I'll whittle their bones down and make a key. Like, I can't be responsible.
I don't know that karate is the kind of thing that you can do if you're high on that sweet, sweet doja. If you're rocking doja in the dojo, like, I don't think that your skills are going to be, like, as high as you want them to be. No, like, three puns intended.
yes and no. To the outside observer, you will be very bad at karate.
Yeah.
To your own perception,
oh my God,
you'll be on a fucking kung fu other plane, Kill Bill style.
Fucking body parallel, flat to the ground,
like
doing a
you
fucking...
against the crazy 88s, just losing your mind, chopping off limbs.
Mortal It'll Kombat, fly through the air, bicycle kick. Like, you're just laying on the ground and rolling about. You're listening to 311, and you're eating Starburst.
I just hit a point. Wait, hold on. I just realized something thinking about this question that has blown my mind so hard that I have to ask it.
What's that?
Okay.
Is it possible that this person asking this question owns a karate outfit but does not, in fact, do karate?
Oh, I thought that was implied.
Okay, great.
But that's a oh God, what a risky maneuver, because if you go to court, you're gonna be high, and the judge is like,
obviously
the judge, and you're wearing your kimpo gi, and he's like, pardon, like, don't worry about it, I do karate, I don't just sit around and chill with my boys and listen to 311. Then the judge is gonna be like, okay, well, to prove that, chop all these boards and kick this man. And then what are you gonna do? You're going to hurt your hand. You're going to hurt your hand. You're going to embarrass yourself in front of the man.
And there's a bigger risk.
What's that?
There's a bigger risk that this judge is secretly a vampire hunter. Oh. He'll see your skills and say, we've been looking for someone like you.
Yeah.
Come into the secret office behind my office.
The tinier office under my office.
The tiny office under my office that opens into a large cavernous office where there's a network of agents monitoring the vampire menace. So that's one of the worries you have.
You just need to pass this urine test. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, it says here that you're high now.
You peed straight karate. Guys, is karate an Avenger?
Mm-hmm. Karate man.
Karate man. I'm a 20-year-old male. Last fall, I started dating a wonderful young lady. She's 18 years old now and a senior in high school. I couldn't be happier, but lately there's been an issue. She refuses to go to prom. Brothers, I never imagined that I've had another chance to go to a high school dance. This is the last year my state will legally allow me to attend. Oh, that's a fun call to the Board of Education.
Isn't it?
I can't let this bizarre opportunity slip through my fingers. What can I do to convince her that bringing her 20-year-old boyfriend to the big dance is a great idea? This is from Bummed in Bloomington.
Thanks for listening to all our episodes. We're sorry that we're about to offend you so, so very much so that you will never listen ever again.
How about you, Bummed in Bloomington, for the next 5 minutes, take off the headphones, mm-hmm. and maybe just enjoy thinking about the good times you and my brother, we had together. That's another. Hey, are you okay?
Are you good?
Are you good right now, Bummed?
There's 9 different layers of how bad that, like. Yeah. High school dances, I don't know that there's a person alive that by their 4th or 8th, if they go to homecoming and prom, high school dance, that you're not just like, I'm fucking done with this whole situation. More importantly, you don't want to be the oldest man at a dance.
Right now, if someone came to me and said, Justin, I need you to put on a tux mm-hmm. and stand in a gymnasium for 4 hours. Also, you will be stone cold sober.
Oh, no. Okay, you threw that wrench in at the end. And for a while, I was like, that doesn't sound too bad. Oh.
Yeah. Like, what? I would give up government secrets. Or I would allow myself to be taken into that situation.
And not only that, let me throw this in, too. All the chaperones know what's up.
Oh, they all know what's up.
Oh, my God. You will never get more dirty looks in your entire life. You're going to have to wear a tuxedo that was worn by 300 sweaty teens before you with 600 sweaty armpits. You are. Right. You don't want to do this.
You're going to get omega herpes. That's no good from the tuxedo. That's terrible. You're 20. Please just lie and say you go to the high school across town.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell them that you're like
Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I think he's a bit older than 20, but don't tell them that you're like a manager at the Old Navy and mm-hmm. you were just really wanted to see what the whole prom scene was about.
I just want to point out, I was making a specific Dazed and Confused reference. I don't believe that Matthew McConaughey goes to proms.
Okay.
Oh, fair enough. To your knowledge. If he was asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would. He's pretty chill.
Oh man.
There's no your good reason.
Your wonderful, wonderful girlfriend is giving you an out.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you're throwing it back in her face. And you gotta. Are you worried that you're letting her down? That she's only saying this because she doesn't want you to be embarrassed? Because if you go, then the high school counselor is going to be like, so, you into that young stuff? And then
whoa!
you'll never, ever unhear that.
I got an FTP login you mm-hmm. can check out.
You're going to love files and folders.
don't go too many trees deep because it gets weird.
Stay in the index.
Yeah, let's just say stay in the index. All right, if you find yourself 4 or 5 folders in, just unplug your computer.
Just pull this string and I'll get you out.
You need Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick. Unless you don't like horse assholes. Get Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick.
If you realize you're 8 boulders in, you need to unplug that computer and set it on fire because the authorities are on their way to your residence.
You're going
to
end up in dog dick limbo, and you're never going to get out.
Now, as I was saying, that's $15 for one, $25 for a couple. Here are your tickets.
Oh, God.
Thank you for coming to prom.
You don't
want to go to prom. Is there any way?
Is
there any way that this is okay? I mean, if you fully lean into it like powder blue ruffled tuxedo and talk about how much better prom was in your day.
Yeah. If you absolutely have to put your dick in that shark's mouth, like, what's the best way to do it?
The only way you can do it, and you've seen this maneuver in so many films, and you do have to pull it off, you have to become the star of the prom.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you got to Teen Wolf it up.
You've got a Teen Wolf, right? You've got to become the life of the prom.
If anybody there expects that you, this tall, bearded grandpa, is there and trying to, like, keep it discreet, assumptions.
You've got to fly your flag.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Here's the main point. Mm-hmm. Numerically, 18 and 20, not that different.
Oh, no, not at all.
Realistically, worlds apart.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you could look at it on paper and say, like, what's so weird? It's only been 2 years since he's been out of high school. But there's a door there you can't go back through.
Sure. And that's not to say that you're like, something's weird about your relationship.
Oh, no.
Because when you date a college person when you're in high school, then you gain those levels, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you gain experience.
So, yeah.
I don't understand why you would want to go into relationship debt trying to convince this girl to go to a school dance she doesn't want to go to.
This woman.
Not relationship debt and, like, real debt.
it costs a lot of money.
What if she orders the fucking samurai plate at Hibachi? That's $35 you're not going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to her gullet. She'll only eat the scallops until she's too full.
Yeah.
What do you do with the box? You leave it in the limo? What?
What do they do if the Hibachi master throws a tempura shrimp at her? She doesn't catch it.
She's embarrassed.
Oh, no. Oh, God. My face skin. Take me to the hospital. I'm in high school. I don't have any money. Can you get this? I can't keep a job.
Good?
I can no longer keep a job locked down because of my tempura face. Can you support me for the rest of my life?
I'm a wholly uninspiring Batman villain. Mm. That's about all I got.
Oh no,
you eat again, tempura face.
This looks like the work of tempura face. Everybody here is just burned and breaded.
Sorry, Bats, looks like your goose is fried.
Mm.
I mean, tempura battered, you know.
How did you find my hideout? I follow the breadcrumb trail. Thank you, tempura face.
Looks like you've been battered and bruised, Batman. Tempura face.
Wait, does tempura face sign all of its clips?
Yeah.
No, he signs his text messages.
He's text messaging Batman?
Hey,
what are you doing? Listen, I just came up with. the next time I see you, I'm going to zing you with this.
If half of your face was batter, would you let Batman see you?
Yeah.
No.
Guys, is Tempura Face an Avenger?
Yes. In the Crisis on Infinite Earths, they briefly teamed up together.
Oh, right. I thought that was in the 59 series. How many was it?
Actually, it was in the Amalgam, and Tempura Face combined with Superboy.
I remember that.
You often discuss why a customer should not ask out an employee, but you never talk about the reverse. Can an employee of a restaurant ask out a customer? If so, how does one do this properly? That's from Wondering in Whitewater.
Oh, you've come to the right place.
Did they?
Yeah, don't do
it. I don't say that to anybody.
No, well, I... One of us has done this before.
Yes, in fact, they have.
Do tell.
Oh, God. I did it.
How'd it go?
I'm not proud. Not well.
Worked out pretty well, huh?
Yeah, not well at all.
I want to hear every solitary detail, and I will know if you're withholding.
So I was working at a coffee shop, and I was waiting on this woman. It was a coffee shop slash bar. I was waiting on this woman. She was with a group of people. I thought she was really cute, but I was too nervous because she was with a group of people. So, like, after I gave her a check, the next part, please. Okay. I got her name off the receipt.
Oh, no! I
looked her up on Facebook.
Break. Wait.
Travis.
I know.
You got her name off the receipt, and then you messaged her on Facebook?
Travis. Yes. Long story short, I mean, she said yes to a date. So we did go out on a date.
So, hold on. When I said, Travis, we should do an advice show, how was your response not, oh, no, I could never do that?
Oh, no, I made the worst decision ever.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that and have a straight face. I'm sorry.
It's like when you get caught drunk driving and say you can never be president. It's like that.
Travis, did she give
you... learn from my failure.
Did she give you any indication in the restaurant that she was also craving your wave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like it wasn't technically stalking.
No, there was mutual flirting to the point like where she came over and was talking to me, like left her group of friends and stuff and was talking to me. Yeah. I just was too nervous to do it.
And she was like, I sure wish you'd just crib my identity. Could you take that for me? Thanks.
Did she give you any hints that she wanted to be Columbo that hard? Or?
But here's the thing, though. You can't knock it because she agreed to go on a date with me.
So I can. I was doing something right. No. I've been your brother for 28 years. I can knock myself.
Don't do it. It's one of the sketchiest things I've ever done.
But I got to say, but it worked out. Like, if it hadn't worked out.
It would be a lot harder to criticize if it had gone.
The three of us, like, together, if you add all of our game up, you'd get, like, 7. But the scale goes up to like a billion. So, and I'm pretty sure you're bringing 6 of those points. So, I mean,
that's good game. That's pretty good game.
That's not bad. Well, it's borderline illegal game, but it's not.
What I did? No.
It's not the worst game.
And then I did buy a bunch of stuff with her credit card number. Thank you. But that was after it didn't work out. We only went on one day. She turned out not to be very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's more concerning to me. The people who are just going to realize what a ruse it's been that they've been taking advice from Travis for these years, or the people who are sitting at home saying, ooh, good one.
I like that move.
Thanks, T-Dog.
Listen, you know, my methods... No, you know, I'm not going to defend myself. It's one of the sketchiest things I've ever done. Yeah. At the time, I thought it was kind of, oh, God, in a lonely way romantic. It's not. If you can't ask the person out then and there, don't do it.
The biggest problem with romance is that it's often in every way except, like, the line between that and creep sneak is, like, so thin, right? If there's a guy outside your window in a trench coat and he's holding something up, there are literally... one thing that is a boombox it could be, and then a million other things that it could be. That's how thin that fucking line is.
Yeah.
You can have one thing in your hand that's romantic, or you can have a million things where if you're standing outside someone's window in a trench coat holding something aloft, it's the worst. It's the pits.
It's also...
like, it's a really dangerous game.
It's thinner than that, isn't it? Like, if you're holding up a boombox, there's really one song that you can be playing on that jukebox, and if you have, like... fucking CNC Music Factory gonna make you sweat busting outside of somebody's window where they're sitting next to the window like working on their MacBook
and their husband's in the other room.
Yeah.
Christine, open your window. If you like pina coladas,
this is insane clown posse. Am I good? Christine, am I good?
Here's the takeaway, people listening at home that thought for even a half of a second that what I did was a good idea. For the one time that it worked out, there are 99 other times that she could have called my boss.
You did this 90 other times?
No. To the same person. No. I'm saying that there was a 99%, probably 99.9% chance.
Oh, yeah.
That she could call my boss and be like, one of your employees totally creeped my name off of my receipt.
Yeah, you definitely threaded the needle on this one.
Yes. So don't do it.
You know, if Travis had gotten fired, you know what he would have needed more of?
Therapy?
Well,
Money Zone.
Money.
our first driver to the Money Zone this week is a little thing called Mob Rules. Travis, what can you tell me about them?
Mob Rules is an independent game company, and right now they're working on a project called Haunts the Manse Macabre, and it's a really cool idea. Basically, the idea is you can either be the denizens haunting the mansion, or you can be the intruders that are coming in to investigate the mansion. You can play from either side. You can play single player, you can play multiplayer, and it's online. But the coolest thing about the company is that they are completely transparent. So basically, they're really upfront with their business model. They make all their budgets, sales, schedule, expenses. Everything's public, so you know what's going on. So basically, the deal is they want your help getting their game finished. So they're promoting a Kickstarter, and you can go check it out. It's mobrulesgames.squarespace.com. And you can go and check out the video and see screenshots from the game and everything. But it's super cool, and the video is great, and they seem like really cool guys.
And they're giving out free downloads of the game for every $5 that you give to the Kickstarter. So there's some good good bonuses.
So if you donate, you know, $50, you get 10 codes to download the game.
Yeah.
And you can spread those out amongst your friends. Or they even encourage in the video, they encourage you to sell them for profit. So take the code and then sell it for $7 and make $2 off of every code. Mm-hmm. But they need, you know, they've already raised $40,000, and they just need another $25,000 to get it done. So it looks like a really awesome game, and the art style is kind of Edward Gorey, kind of, you know, elongated features, black and white kind of thing. Yeah, it looks really awesome.
Very cool aesthetic.
Very Brody-esque, wouldn't you say? It's Brody-esque.
Like something Adrian Brody would make?
Yeah.
Oh, Adrian Brody has a long face, I meant to say.
Oh, I see.
They have Brody-esque features.
Yes, I agree. They're very Brody-esque.
How come Adrian Brody's face is so, so long and Adam Brody's is not?
What's that deal?
Let's all ponder that while we donate to Mob Rules Games.
That's a really good question. MobRulesGames.com, right, Trav?
That is correct.
That address will take you to their page where all this contact information is. And go kickstart that. Go kick it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you guys are a fucking force when it comes to Kickstarter.
We got crazy soap funded. We can do a cool looking game. Come on.
Yeah, and the game really does look awesome. Make sure you check out their video. It was really well done, and it looks like it's just going to be super cool and super fun. So make sure you check it out. And then, you know, talk about it on Twitter, because the game, they're hoping to be finished with it in October. So make sure you're chatting it up and getting them some buzz, because it's awesome to see independent games coming out, especially when they're really upfront about everything. It's like four guys making some art, making a product. So support them.
Oh, man.
What's wrong, Griffin?
My nipple clamps just broke.
Ah.
Well, now, Griffin, I told you to stop going to Smilin' Joe's discount bondage gear. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times before you'll have to spend your money on substandard bondage gear. Mm-hmm. Before you're going to make the jump up to the big boys.
I mean, they're basically selling you chip clips.
I got a...
Yeah.
I went there. I bought a vibrating pocket pussy. And you know what happened?
What?
It was way too big. Couldn't fit it in my pocket. Also, very large. Provided very little pleasure.
The problem was you didn't have an Inari Vox vibrating pocket pussy.
That's the ish.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's where I went wrong.
You went to get a rubber cock ring there and only had 3 snaps on it. Mm-hmm. Don't even trip. I know where a place where you can get 5 snap rubber cock rings. Yes, it's extremerestraints.com. Back for another co-branding synergy. The official bondage gear of the Avengers in theaters. theaters May 4th. They have everything you could possibly want. We, of course, did a promotion with extremerestraints.com a couple weeks back. And whenever we do an ad like this, you can go to extremerestraints.com, use the coupon code MIDDLEIST, and you can get 20% off of some things that you did not know existed, my friend.
Can we talk about the power of the Money Zone?
Here's the power of the Money Zone. I know some things that some of you guys bought. I don't, like, obviously have anybody's names. I just have a list of some
things.
It's
totally anonymous, like totally discreet. Totally anonymous. Don't worry about that.
I have a list of things purchased with the Midlist code, and it it really makes me so happy because you know what I see? People who aren't afraid to experiment a little bit.
To get it.
Just get it. Your bedroom stuff is boring now.
Everything you're doing, all your old moves that you used to do to wow him or her, they have.
You might as well be doing the Charleston at this point.
You gotta innervate your sex life with electricity, and I mean that literally, because you can get a Zeus electro penis sheath.
And a Zeus electro penis band.
Because these are things that people bought with the Middleist coupon code. You guys are the fucking best.
You're the best people.
You're the best.
Do you want? Are you trying to live the chastity lifestyle? Oh, they've got you covered at extremeexchange.com. They've got so many cages for your dick, you'll think it's Shawshank Redemption up in this piece. It's amazing. Yeah, they got everything you need at extremeexchange.com. Middleist is the coupon code. It's, of course, all delivered so discreetly.
When I met Andy Dufresne, I thought, that's a penis. What's that penis doing in jail? Is that a good...
That was a great Morgan Freeman impression.
That was really good, okay? Griffin. I feel like I'm watching March of the Penguins.
Mm-hmm. I like any time that we can say electro penis sheath and Morgan Freeman in the same
sentence. Just two dicks standing on a beach. Two old friends carving up a boat. Thank you, Extreme Restraints, for continuing to support us. God. And thank you
guys just be our sponsors forever?
Thank you, listeners, for just... experimenting and finding your own sexual way through the forest of pleasure.
And here's the thing. The other thing is, personally, I love the people at Extreme Restraints.
Yeah.
They're really cool and they really get it.
James, who contacted us, he's, you know, been our appointment on this. And one of their employees who runs the shipping station in the warehouse, it blew her mind to hear us talk about Extreme Restraints on the show because she's a huge fan of MBMBAM. So even the people that work there are awesome. Mm-hmm. So Allie, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. Here's what I want from extremerestraints.com. What I want is for, and maybe we can start emailing back and forth on this. I would really like for one of the items to be named in our honor.
I would
really like, maybe it's,
can I put
maybe
some,
it's the,
I don't want somebody to email me with a picture of a product called like Griffin's mouth. Like, that's not what I want.
Brother loving.
That is exactly what I would want. Maybe it's the waterproof turbo glider vibrator. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's it.
And you want to rename that? I don't know. The Mabimbam stick.
The Mabimbam stick for pleasure. Go to mobrulesgames.com, go to extremerestraints.com, and show these people, say to them, hey, MBMBAM sent me, and I'm here to support you. I'm here to support you because those guys don't sell me no jive. And
oh fuck, I'm gonna have to do a song.
This is gonna be a good song.
I hope so. Let's see. What we got? We got ghosts. We got sex toys.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit. Looking deep into the dungeon, a ghost approaches from the south. You're playing Haunts, which is programmed by Mob Rules Games. But don't fuck Griffin's mouth, even though it'll cause you pleasure to your penis. Pleasure to your brain. Pleasure to your butthole. Extreme restraints will make you go insane. With pleasure.
So thank you, mobrulesgames.com, extremerestraints.com. Visit both of them. Let's get that kick started. And I'm
let's
sure
get that dick started.
Let's fucking get
it started.
Hard and wet! Yeah!
2012!
We're going to move on, and I'm going to do... How about a Yahoo Answer? It was sent in by Katie Bartholomew. Thank you, Katie. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lumpy Space Princess, who asks, I ordered a pizza 45 minutes ago, and it still hasn't arrived. Should I call the police?
Is this a person that thinks they've been defrauded?
Either that, when you order a pizza, either online or on the phone, the moment that you place that order, that pizza is technically your property. You know what I mean? If you pay online with a credit card, it's your pizza. So if they keep it from you, then it's stolen, and you have to call them the stolen property.
When I watch that bar fill on the Domino's pizza tracker, all I can think about is like, okay, Donna, be careful with my pie. It says you're putting it in the oven right now. Please be gentle. Mm-hmm. Baby gloves. Sometimes I want to call and just – I don't want to distract her.
Just be like, hey, baby Donna, gloves. I can watch baby you do everything on my computer.
I know what's happening. If I
please put the pepperoni in concentric circles.
Mm-hmm. It will say Donna dropped the pizza on the floor on the pizza tracker, and I'll know.
She picked a hair off it and looked around to see if anyone saw. Mm-hmm.
The internet saw Donna.
Is it possible that this person is worried about the safety of the driver?
I guess, because I do know that those people come under crime.
Oh my god, they're like census crime takers. Fire.
I've had a pizza delivered by Nathan every day for the last 6 months, and he's not here yet, and he's always on time.
Mm-hmm. Also,
I think something's gone wrong.
I also need police to help me get out of my couch, because I've eaten nothing but pizza for 6 whole months.
Here's a real conversation I had on Friday. Hi, I ordered a pizza, and it said it was going to be here in 20 minutes, and it's been 40 minutes, so what's the deal? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, man. Super slam. Full moon, you know how it goes. We'll have that out to
wait
you.
Wait a second.
It was a bunch of werewolf pizzas going out the door.
The thought process there being people go out onto their balcony, look up, see the beautiful supermoon, and say, hey, that looks like pizza.
The moon has hit my eye like a big pizza pie. Yeah.
Call That's up, what I need. Call up Papa Giorno's.
I like any professional business person that uses the phrase, listen, man, super slammed.
Hey, super slammed all of a sudden.
What's that phone call to the police gonna sound like?
We got a real emergency over here, dang.
Ma'am, please calm down. We just need an address.
I know you ordered it extra zesty, ma'am. That's
please
not
stop crying.
Relevant.
Please stop crying, ma'am.
Here's the problem. The police don't show up for 45 minutes. Who do you call then?
A priest.
The Avengers.
Well, listen, if I order a pizza and it takes 90 minutes to get there, it's a good thing the police will be there because there will have been a suicide. And they will they will need to investigate my suicide.
This looks like another pizza-related suicide. Another pizza side.
This is the third this week.
Oh, no. He was so looking forward to the crazy bread and pesto sauce and cheese dippings. He was getting pizza and wings with dippins, and none of it followed through. He obviously was eating Cheez-Its, because there's an empty box of Cheez-Its that his hand is stuck in, like Pooh Bear and Jar of Honey. So it wasn't a hunger issue, he was just super boned out for pizza and dip.
He was definitely snacking. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that somewhere in the Middle East, I want to say, I don't know, because I'm not sure of the countries that are over there, but pizza huts over there are putting cheeseburgers in the crust.
There's
wait,
so there's whoa. Pizza huts east of us somewhere that are putting
right.
cheeseburgers
somewhere in. To the east.
They're putting like full size like adult sized hamburgers in a crust.
No, you gotta imagine like it's a cheeseburger stuffed crust.
Yeah.
Okay, so like there's a ring of dough. And it, jammed into it are mini cheeseburgers.
It's a succotash of cheeseburgers. It's a mishmash of cheeseburger gobbledygook.
This sounds like something I would have invented at my most bored.
Mm. And or your most depressed.
I looked it up and I got really into this idea, like, man, I have to try it. So I was cruising over to the there was one sampled by a guy named Arva Ahmed for the SiriusEats.com. Mm-hmm. And he checked out the pizza and said, if I took the antonym of delicious, strapped it into a rocket and blasted it 20,000 light years away, I may begin to get close to my experience with the burger patty. They also have chicken tenders.
Doesn't Japan have pizza with hot dogs in the crust? Or are we doing that too now?
There's nothing that upsets me more that this is going on and it's not in America. Like, is there an area we haven't fallen off yet? And could, like,
oh, I don't know, Justin, we, be the one? We haven't made tacos with snack chips as the shell. Oh, wait. We definitely have done that.
I guess that's pretty good.
Those last, they have a half-life, a freshness, firmness half-life of about 13 and a half seconds from the moment that meat touches shell, touches Doritos.
Griffin, I want you to know that I've just pictured you in a lab coat and glasses with a clipboard. And, like, a montage of, like, timing the tacos.
Yeah, yeah, eating a taco in a centrifuge. Like, oh, God. It's separating.
So many G's.
Oh, God, I've separated. Now it's just a taco and Doritos. Like, a normal fucking human being would eat. Can I get the Doritos?
Back to the base elements.
Can I get the Doritos Loco taco with the Doritos on the side?
I actually would like, I would like to start buying bags of Doritos that come in taco shell form. Mm-hmm. That's where I just want to start there. I just want to cut out the middleman, by which I mean the fillings, and eat the shells from a bag. Can I do that?
You can. You can do anything in this beautiful country of ours. Can I stuff a pizza crust with Doritos and tacos, but then do a double-decker sandwich, KFC chicken sandwich, where the each pizza is a crust, and also inside, instead of a patty, there's a blueberry pie. But what's in the blueberry pie? Josta.
What was the question?
We call the police for pizza crimes?
Oh.
I'm not sure they have jurisdiction unless they're pizza police. Mm-hmm. There is a separate branch, right? That's what Law and Order was about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three branches of government. It's the legislative, executive, judicial,
and pizza-licious.
And pizza-licious.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe.
What's that, ma'am? They forgot your dipping sauce? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I'd probably watch that show.
Right?
Guys.
Yeah.
Supreme Pizza Court Justice.
Okay. Sure. I'll allow it. After almost a year and a half of background investigations, medical and psychological examinations, and mountains of paperwork, I'll finally be starting Police Academy this July. Pizza Police Academy or just regular Police Academy? Probably
you gotta
just
work your way up to Pizza Police Academy, Justin. You don't just start.
I'm very excited to finally be starting my career in law enforcement. I've already started running every day and mentally psyching myself up. Is there any advice that Brothers McElroy can give me? That's from soon to be PO. Now, we have a little experience in this arena because one of our dearest podcasting friends is James Gowdy, who's, of course, a police officer in the beautiful UK. So what do you now over there, they don't have crime, which is a thing.
Yeah,
that's the big
not
problem
to say that he has an easy job of it, but no, there's no guns in all of Europe, so
right, no guns, no crime, as far as I have seen.
He has to fight criminals that are using trebuchets.
What do you guys want from your police? Can you just be cool?
Just be cool. Like, don't pull me over because I don't have a front plate on my car. I didn't know. Don't bust me for skateboarding on the rails at City Hall because this is the sickest grinding in the city. Don't shoot any kids.
That's a good place to start.
I love police officers, but I don't think that there is a profession that has one bad apple. Kind of reference.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know how many cops it takes to ruin the cop reputation in town? Like one guy who drives around just shooting his gun out the window.
Pretty much almost without incident, every time that I've ever been brought under the long arm of the law, the guy's been totally decent about it. Because it's like, usually if you're busted for a crime and you're a white person living in America, you know what happens. Yeah. Now, if you're a black... You know what you did.
You can follow the trail from cause to effect. And you
right. Yeah. That line gets a lot harder to weave if you are not a white person of some means in America. But like for me, I know what I did. I know what I gave.
I'll never forget the time I got pulled over for going, I think, like 23 miles over the speed limit. And the dude was really cool, and he was like, I'm going to write down that you're going 19 miles over the speed limit, because if you're going 20 or more, it's reckless endangerment, and I'd have to take your license away. And I was like, thank you so much. And while he was writing the ticket, I called our dad and I was like, hey, dad, I'm getting this ticket. And he was like, is there any way to talk your way out of it? And I was like,
the dude already cut you like going to jail. The biggest solid ever.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm good on this one and just take the ticket and say thank you very much and then cry on my way to Cincinnati.
One time I was pulled over coming back from a road trip and I was by myself, and this sounds like it would happen in a movie, but I opened my glove compartment when he asked for my license, my registration. I opened my glove compartment, completely forgetting that I had left a fifth of whiskey.
Oh, good.
In the glove compartment, and it literally tumbled out, like comically, like a scene from a really bad prequel to Dumb and Dumber. Not that there's more than one, but you could tell that the cop saw it and then just decided that his day would be a lot better if he hadn't seen it.
He just sighed and like rubbed his nose between his eyes.
Let's all pretend that didn't happen. Let's pretend I didn't see that. And I mean, it's not like I'm a lush. It seemed like a place to put it. It'd probably been there for weeks.
Driving is stressful. At some point, you know, you gotta have some way to.
Gotta relax. Yeah. Just gotta unwind out there.
When I was with my group of friends at Bonnaroo, and we got busted by drug enforcement officials for having
at Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
What?
I gotta say,
it goes all the way down.
Wasn't mine. Straight edge to the limit. No. Hardcore, straight edge. Who's that wrestler?
CM Punk?
I'm like CM Punk, basically, through and through. Wasn't mine, okay. But it was happening around me. I tried to call an adult. There were no adults to be found. I tried to call a teacher or a parent.
Did you snatch it out of their hand and say, like, hey, don't do this. Uh-huh. You're better than this.
And what happened?
And that's
Popo rolled
came.
Up, holding the bag, literally. The bag was full of Sweet Doja. but they were really cool. They're like, let's just fill out some paperwork. This might be because they were at Bonnaroo, and it was probably the 3,000th ticket that they handed out that day.
Where our pad is empty. We're down to the cardboard. We're just going to write on the cardboard, I owe you one ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it would be like writing people peanut shell littering tickets at Logan's Roadhouse, Texas style Roadhouse.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like it would be like handing out pizza crime tickets to somebody who spilled a little bit of Parmesan on the floor, you know? It's like, cool it, guys. Right. Take it easy.
Do you want to hear my favorite interaction with the cops?
Travis, I think they prefer pigs.
Popo, with the bacon.
Wait, guys, come on.
They're wonderful people.
Kill them all!
Occupy!
In college, my friend TJ was standing outside of a house party. But he was drinking out of a red solo cup, which is like, it's like a red flag to the police. Like, hey, I'm drinking.
Yeah, nobody drinks juice or milk out of red solo cups.
Exactly. There's only one case in which you drink out of a red solo cup.
Oh, this? It's Ovaltine.
Yeah. And so TJ at the time was 19. And so the cops roll up and they look at him standing in the front yard. Mm-hmm. And they're like, excuse me, son, how old are you? And he looks right at him and he goes, I am 19, officer. And they said, are you drinking tonight? And he said, oh, no, officer. Not only am I underage, I'm the designated driver. And they said, let me see that cup. And they take it and they sniff it. And they said, son, there's alcohol in here. And he goes, what? They told me it was punch.
Okay.
Why would my friends do this to me? And the cops were like, it's okay, sir. Just be more careful next time. He said, thank you. I guess they're not really my friends.
God, cops are so fucking dumb. Stupid idiots.
So I guess just be smart, apparently, and you'll be ahead of the game. Be a lot smarter than most of those cops.
I mean, we can just assume that this guy is a fucking Paul Blart idiot dummy. If he's even going to be, if he's interested in this vocation, stupid moron.
Stupid.
Sorry if you can't understand our jokes. Fucking.
We'll slow it down for you.
Have fun hanging out with Mahoney.
Yeah. Fucking
what? And Hightower
cops
and okay. Michael Winslow, I think.
I can't do this to you.
This Yahoo was sent in by Earl Parsons. Thanks, Earl. It's by Yahoo Answers user Gabby, who asks, "What do I say when I touch his dick?" I want to be confident. Should I say something like, OMG, it's big? Or should I say that? Or what? After I touch it, what do I do? It's like 7 inches, so that's why I would say it's big.
You just got to look at him and say, nice.
Nice.
Nice. Good one, bro.
Ah, sweet dick.
That's like the sweetest dick.
Do start it out with OMG. Whatever you say. OMG. Mm-hmm. I love this hog.
Is there any words the first time that you see and touch the genitals of a person that you're interested in? There's no words you can say, right? You just got to
get... All I can think of is things you shouldn't say.
You got to get to business.
Yeah, like, you just got to get... The highest compliment you can pay genitalia is immediately going to town on them.
Because if you say, like...
Just smacking it around.
Even something as innocuous as, like, oh, wow. Like... You're gonna sound like his like preschool teacher or something right. Like that. Like,
you gotta get his gold star.
Yeah, you gotta start just like touching it,
just punching it,
touch it, and like whisper to it.
Mm-hmm. Blow on it.
Blow on it. Wink at it.
Give it Eskimo kisses.
Pretend like it's the fifth element, and you don't know exactly what activates it. Maybe it's butterfly kiss, maybe it's fire, water. You're not exactly sure what the fifth element is.
It's probably not fire. Gonna go ahead and put that out there.
It might be fire. It might be fire.
Is Chris Tucker there?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
There's probably a bunch of quotes you could get from Fifth Element to say when you see the penis.
Coleman Dallas, multi-pass! Coleman Dallas! That's what you do. You light some candles, turn on some sade, and then you light some candles, you pop some champ, some bubbly, and you sit down, you kiss softly, gently, and you pull those pants down, and you pull his underpants down, and you look, and you bend down, and you get real close to it, you know, Coleman Dallas! Into it.
Corbin, do you know they just...
the microphone!
They just did a study that is, if you do an impression of Chris Tucker, it's impossible not to sound racist. They actually worked that out just now with some research.
Science
research. I know, it's too bad.
What if it was like a really bad impression of Chris Tucker?
Well, I don't know. Yours was so good.
Mine was flawless, but what if it was like, Corbin Dallas?
Could you couple it with a really bad impression of Jackie Chan?
Oh man, no, because that one will be racist. I don't have a good. My Chan game is weak. My Chris Tucker is fantastic. Right. Yeah, it'd be something like.
No. And he got one syllable out, and we got shut down.
But
can we not?
Can I beep that out?
Yes, you can beep that out.
Oh shit! Did you really?
Could you just say, like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
What's all this?
What's up? What happens now? Am I good?
What's all this fuss? What's all the fuss about? Where's the other one?
I don't think that one's going to play.
You don't think that one's going to work?
Mm-mm. I'm worried that this person is young because they said OMG. And once you turn, like, 14, you're not allowed to say OMG anymore.
It would be, I think, a baller move to be, like, a 40-year-old woman and be like, OMG.
Yeah. That's actually, Travis, that's the worst. I'm what some might call a MILF.
Who's ready to go to Cougar Town?
Ah, let me see your wiener.
Take out that young wiener.
Ah, Corbin Dallas.
I'm from Sydney, Australia, and soon the LFL, the Lingerie Football League, is coming to town. Is that a bad choice to take a girl on a date to? That's from Guy.
Hey, yes it is. All right, good night, everyone.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bad choice.
But is it a bad choice to take a grown, mature, thoughtful woman to it as a date?
Pretty much any grown, mature, thoughtful woman that I've known in my life is going to be livid at the idea of the existence of a lingerie football league.
Mm-hmm.
What's
you know what? I kind of am.
That's okay. I don't want to cast aspersions, but I don't think that this is going to be the kind of sports entertainment that I'm looking for. Do you know what I mean?
Are you looking for it, Griffin? What are you? What would you say you're looking for in your?
I am looking for a robust athleticism, okay. And I don't. And I don't think.
Would you settle for robusty?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I like to keep my sports game and my boner game totally on opposite ends of it's a 100-foot high wall.
What if you start associating shoulder pads with arousal? That's going to make for some awkward locker room moments when you're the intramural season picks back up.
It's the thing. That's the lingerie is the key, my key complaint, because you can't really get, you can't tackle anyone. Nobody has ever been tackled while wearing lingerie, I feel like. You know, it's there's no protection. It's negative protection. Mm-hmm. There's going to be burns. There's going to be bruises and breaks and bumps.
Griffin, would you be more inclined to watch a lingerie football league if the teams were coached by hologram of the late, great Vince Lombardi?
I mean, probably, Travis. Would I be more entertained by it if it all took place on a spaceship? Is that, like... What if when you went to it, you got $1 million for free? Would I be interested in going? Yeah, probably. What if while I was there, they gave me pizzas with lasagna inside the crust? Yeah, Trav, I'd probably be down. I would probably be down with that. Just by going, my vertical leap gets a foot better? Yeah, I think I could probably get interested in going to something like that. Oh, I can live forever because with these LFL tickets. I'm sure I'm glad I bought these. Jesus is back, everyone. Sure, I'm glad I went to this lingerie football league game, this event. Sorry, sweetheart, you'd be stupid not to come with me to this LFL game. They let you replace your parts with cyborg parts. Bye forever. Got jet boots. Stupid.
So this is my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. Thank you so much for listening for whatever dark purposes you have for doing that.
Just like Loki in the hit film The Avengers.
So many people tweeting about the show this week. Brian XVX, New Convert, RM King, Death Panels, Ham Doctors, of course, Hack on Petersfield, Mr. Steve O.D., Nacho Nova, which is pretty good, Mikacho Vicness, Mike Hart U., everybody, thank you so much for tweeting about the show. Just use the MBMBAM hashtag. And hey, if you want to, maybe tweet out a link to our sampler. It's bit.ly/itsmabimbam.
I want to thank Extreme Restraints and Mob Rules Games. Go to both their websites. It's just their names and then a .com after it. I also want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Go get it and make it your ringtone so that every time people call you, you can spread the word.
Yeah. And thank you to our Max Fun family, as always, for having us. If you don't listen to the other shows on the Max Fun Network, you should correct that immediately. Grab Jordan, Jesse, Go, Bullseye, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Judge John Hodgman, and so much more. Our new friends, Throwing Shade.
Is there more Max FunCon tickets available, or are those all out now?
I know there were.
I don't know. We're going to be in L.A. hanging out at Max FunCon in June, and there may be some tickets. I think you just go to MaxFunCon.com, right? Is that where the
I don't know, man. I'm not like a wizard. I'm not really an internet guy. This final Yahoo was sent in by Steven Sweet. Thank you, Steven. It's by Yahoo Answers user Julius, who asks, where can I buy the 2004 movie Catwoman?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Go away on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.